I'm not a singer by no means, but I've been requested and I have felt it upon my heart. I ask you to listen to the words and not to me. Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Can you see poor sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe? Death is coming, hell is moving. Can you bear to let them go? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray that holy manna will be showered all around.
Bless you, Brother Ralph. Appreciate the good song. I believe it. I believe without the presence and the working of the Holy Spirit of God, we'll have a service tonight. That'll be about it. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so when the Lord is in our presence, good things can happen. I appreciate the good song. Appreciate Brother Forshee, I really do. I love him, I respect him. I'm really enjoying being around him and working with him. He's got some strange ideas. For some reason tonight when we were eating, my wife had said she left her curling iron on at home and felt like she better run home and turn it off. And he told her while we were there he wanted her to put a curl in my hair. And I haven't figured out what that's all about, but I still enjoy working with him. And I feel like that we have heard some wonderful preaching from him during this revival. I believe the Lord is really using him, and I thank God for who he is and what he is and what he stands for. And I'm thankful that we're having this opportunity, Brother Forshee, to work together in this revival meeting. I feel very blessed by it. I want to share some scripture with you tonight from the 107th Psalm. If you want to read with me, please turn there to Psalm 107. And I would like to begin reading with verse 23. Psalm 107, verse 23. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And I'll stop my reading there with verse 31. The thought that I would like to bring before you tonight, the thought that God has placed on my heart, and I felt like for some reason in the beginning that I wanted to remind you of this evening. I know that many of you know this and have heard preachers say this many times, but if you think about, reflect back to what Brother Forshee said last night, that we are doing this, him, myself, you other brethren here that preach, we are doing this because God called us to do this. I didn't volunteer. I know Brother Forshee didn't volunteer. We are doing this because God called us into the ministry. And and we don't just pick what we want to preach. I went to, one time I was in a Bible bookstore, and I saw this book that someone had written, and it was for the pastor for the whole year. It was all written out and laid out in a neat, orderly plan where he could just outline his sermons for the whole year. I believe we ought to get them from the Lord. And I didn't come tonight to just preach something that I selected, something that I thought you may want to hear. I want you to understand that. And friends, it's very important that you understand that, that what I want to bring before you tonight is a message from the Lord. This is what the Lord burdened my heart with to deliver to you here this evening. I want to use for my thought, for a title tonight, the words of an old song that I used to hear sung. It seemed like that I used to hear groups sing this more than they do now, but I remember hearing this song sung quite a bit when I was a younger person, and the title of my message tonight will be, I Prayed My Way Out of Trouble. I want you to remember with me this evening, I want to remind you in the beginning of this, some of the things that Brother Forshee brought before us in the good message last night. One is that in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And he did a wonderful job explaining what Paul meant there about how that we've got to call upon him from the very depths of our soul, that it's with the heart deep down inside that man believes unto righteousness. It's not, salvation is not something that's just external. It's internal. It comes from the heart of man. And also he reminded us of what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. He said, "Godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrows of the world worketh death." So I want to ask you tonight to think about that with me. I prayed my way out of trouble. The thoughts that I want to share to you with you tonight can be very helpful, I believe, to those that are here tonight that are lost, those of you that are without God, and also to those of you that have been saved. Because Job once wrote, and you will find in the 14th chapter of the book of Job, Job wrote and said, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." And when we get saved, the troubles of this life don't stop. When we get saved, we are not exempt from the troubles that face us here in this world. And so when we think about that, about praying in times of great trouble, then we know that this is certainly something that can be beneficial to those who are saved and those who are lost as well. In this 107th Psalm, if you look back prior to the verses that I read, and you can do that in your own time, you can, and I would encourage you to study and read the 107th Psalm. He talked about those that wandered in the wilderness, in the desert, until they were hungry and thirsty. And then they cried unto the Lord, and He delivered them out of their distresses. He talked about those who were imprisoned, and they were in bondage, and they were in chains, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. He spoke about those who were sick, and about to die, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He healed them. And then he comes to what he wrote here about the mariners, those who go out to work on the sea in ships. Now, in the 46th Psalm, in verse 1, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And whatever that it is that troubles you tonight, I assure you that God is able to help you and that God is able to deliver you from whatever distress that it might be. I want you to think with me tonight, and I would like for us to look at some beautiful accounts. There are so many, I could never begin to cover all of them within the bounds of one sermon. There are so many wonderful accounts that we have in the Scriptures of times when people called upon the name of the Lord in times of great trouble, and God heard their prayers and answered their prayers and delivered them out of their distress. But I want to share with you tonight a few of them. And I want to ask, if you are here tonight and you're not saved, I want to ask you tonight to please pay close attention to the word of the Lord. Here in the verses that were read, the psalmist here spoke about those that go to work on the sea. Mariners, seamen. In the book of Jonah, they were called mariners. And he spoke about the things out there on the sea that they would likely face. While they were out there in those ships, that God from time to time would command, and that He would bring a great wind. You know, God's still in control today of the elements. God's still on the throne. God is still in control today of the world that He created. God can speak to the wind and cause it to rage whenever that he wants to. God can command the wind. And so the psalmist here spoke about that there would be times when they would be out there and God would command the wind and it would begin to rage and to bring about a great tempest. And I want you to, if you would with me for a little while in your mind tonight, to imagine the scene and the situation that the psalmist here was writing about. I want you to try to picture these men out there on the sea, out there working in their ships, and the wind coming up, and it begins to toss them about. It began to rock the boat. It began to toss the ship around to the point that they began to think that they were going to lose their lives. I want you to listen with me with that in mind to these words again. He commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths, not the wind or the waves, but the people. The mariners is who he's talking about. Those that are on the ship, that's who he's talking about, mounting up to the heaven and going down again, because in the last part of that verse it says, their soul is melted because of trouble. They're just being lifted up. From the waves that are created by this raging wind, they're being lifted up as if they were taken up to the tops of the mountains and then dropped down as if they were dropped down to the bottom of the sea. And I think from a natural standpoint, we could possibly imagine such a thing. Some people that have gone out with me in my boat think that they've felt that kind of thing. I've been out before on a boat in some rough water, and I'm sure nothing compared to what was being spoken about here, but water will do that. It will raise the boat, and then the waves will drop it down again, and I can almost envision the scene that he's talking about here in this psalm. He's talking about these people being in a situation where it was very scary. They were fearful about what was happening to them. He says they reel to and fro. They stagger like a drunken man. They are being knocked all over this ship. The wind and the waves and what it's doing to the ship is knocking them around to where they're staggering across the deck of it like they're drunk. And it says that, and I want you to really remember this part with me in this message. After it said that they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, it says, and are at their wit's end. And I want to tell you what I believe about that. What I believe the psalmist was saying there when he said when all of these things were happening that they were at their wit's end. I believe that he's talking about them having reached the point and knowing that they were in danger to the point that there was nothing that they could do about it. They were at their wit's end. All of their skills, all of their navigational skills, all of the skills that they had in being able to take control of that ship and control that ship were no help to them. The wind was causing such a tempest on the sea that they had lost complete control of the situation, and there was nothing they could do to save themselves. They were at their wit's end. Then they cried unto the Lord. Then they cry unto the Lord, how? In their trouble. Amen. In their trouble. There was a time when we read about when the disciples were out on a ship. And there arose a great wind. And the waves began to get very rough, and it began to toss them around to the point that they felt that they were going to die. Jesus was in the back part of the ship, and he was asleep. And the wind was knocking them around, and they felt like that they were going to lose their lives, and they went and they woke the Lord. And they said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus, after rebuking them for their lack of faith, he just simply spoke to the wind. And he said, "Peace, be still." And the Bible says that there was a great calm. You see, the Lord has a voice of great authority. Great authority. And I want you to remember that as well. "Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet." There's peace. On this sea that a moment ago was raging, and that was causing them such great fear that their souls had melted, suddenly they're experiencing a great calm. The waves have become still, and then they're glad. They are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Now, the Lord did that for me one time in a spiritual way. And we may get into that here in just a little while. But, you know, when I think about this, how that the Lord can help us in our trouble. And I believe that Brother Forshee perhaps already made reference to this either tonight or last night, about how that it is in our trouble that we cry out to the Lord. You know, God, not only when God deals with our soul, not only did God deal with my soul in saving my soul, but he dealt mightily with my soul before that time. God wrought something in me that had he not done it, I never would have come to him, seeking him for salvation. When I think about this, I can never get past thinking about what I read in the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. A beautiful account there of God helping in the time of trouble. It was during a time when Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. And the Moabites and the Ammonites had waged war against Judah. And there were men that came to Jehoshaphat, and they told him and informed him that there was a great company of these people that were coming to face him, coming to do battle with him. And Jehoshaphat feared. And the Bible says that he set his face to seek the Lord. Friend, listen, tonight in your trouble, the trouble that's in you tonight, you need to take it to the Lord, because he can deliver you out of your distresses. Jehoshaphat, upon hearing that, he feared, and he set his face to seek the Lord. And out of every city of Judah, they came together. Joshua proclaimed a fast throughout all the land, and people out of every city in Judah came together to pray and to ask God for help. In In the 12th chapter of 2 Chronicles, when Jehoshaphat there at the temple, there in the midst of the people of Judah, Jehoshaphat began to pray and ask God for help. And in the 12th verse, he asked God to judge these people that were coming against them, because he said, we're not able to stand against such a mighty people as these, and we don't know what to do. So what do you think? Jehoshaphat was at his wit's end, wouldn't he? He had reached his wit's end. He didn't know what to do. He knew that they were not strong enough to beat them. He knew that the armies of Judah were not strong enough to defeat the Moabites and the Ammonites and the number of warriors that were coming against them. And so he went to the Lord and he begged God for help. And he said, we are not able to stand against this mighty army that's coming to face us. We don't know what to do, but he said, our eyes are upon you. I want to tell you something tonight. If you're here and you're lost, you're going to find salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're not going to find it at all. You're not going to get it anywhere else. Until you realize that, you're not going to get it at all. So Jehoshaphat realized that, and he set his eyes upon the Lord, and God heard his prayer. And you know what he told him? He said, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear, because the battle's not yours, it's the Lord's. And all they ended up having to do was go out and face those people. God said, go face them. Don't be afraid. And all they had to do was go out and face that Moabite and Ammonite army and sing songs. They got people together and they went out there and they sang songs and they began to praise the Lord. And while they were lifting up the Lord and exalting the Lord set ambush, and he subdued the enemy and delivered them out of their distress. I prayed my way out of trouble. That's what they did, wasn't it? Prayed their way out of trouble. There was a man that we read about in the Bible by the name of Jonah, and he got himself in trouble with the Lord because he wouldn't mind the Lord. The Lord told him to go and preach to the people of Nineveh, and he didn't mind the Lord, and he got on a ship. He boarded a ship with some mariners and he tried to run the other way, and he went and fled towards a place called Tarshish. And there God brought a great wind up on the sea, and it wrought a great tempest on the sea. And the mariners on the ship were afraid that they were going to lose their lives, and they began to call upon their gods. Jonah then was asleep. And they woke Jonah, and they said, wake up, what are you doing sleeping here? What meanest thou sleeping? Arise and call upon your God. Pray, because we're going to lose our lives here. And they went on, and they cast lots that they might find out why they were having this trouble, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they begin to ask Jonah, well, what should we do that we might be spared from this? And because he had told them that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord. And they asked, what should we do that we might escape this trouble? And he said, throw me over. Throw me into the sea. But you know what they didn't? You know what they tried? Bible says that those men rowed hard to bring that ship to ground, but they couldn't. They couldn't. You know why? They were fighting against God. They were fighting against God. They were trying to whip a wind that God had brought up there. They were trying to defeat something that God had done, and no matter how hard they rowed, they could not bring that ship to land. And so they threw Jonah overboard, and the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And listen, you talk about being in trouble. I mean, that man was in trouble. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I believe today. I believe that there was a man named Jonah that got swallowed by a fish that God prepared for that purpose. It's not a fable. It's not just a story. It's an account of a man that lived that actually got swallowed by a fish because he got himself in trouble for disobeying the Lord. It happened. You can, I've heard all kinds of things. Somebody said that it couldn't have happened because Jesus in the New Testament said that that was a whale, and a whale can't swallow a man. Their throats are too little inside to swallow a man. Well, it doesn't make any difference if they are or not. God prepared a fish to swallow him, and it did. But you know what? Even in that, if you look in the second chapter of Jonah, it says that in the belly of that fish, he prayed to the Lord. He prayed. That fish took him down to what he called the bottom of the mountains. It dove down. He said the weeds were wrapped around his head. I mean, he was just in a horrible predicament. And inside the belly of that fish, he prayed. Friends, I promise you that if God could hear the prayers of Jonah from inside of the belly of a fish, he can certainly hear your prayers from this place tonight. You need to call upon God in your trouble that you might be delivered out of your distresses. God heard his prayer, and God answered his prayer, and God brought him out. God spoke. God spoke to that fish, and it vomited Jonah up on the dry ground. He brought him out. He heard his prayers. He prayed his way out of trouble. I want to talk to you about tonight. I've spoken about things where God granted people natural deliverance. I want to talk to you about praying your way out of spiritual trouble. In the 116th Psalm, the psalmist there wrote of a time when he found himself in great spiritual anguish, great spiritual trouble. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me. The pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Now he wasn't talking about his flesh being in trouble. He wasn't talking about having some kind of physical illness or something like that. He was troubled in his soul. He was troubled down deep inside. The sorrows of death were compassing him. He felt the pain. Listen, not just the pain of natural death. The psalmist there was feeling the pain of spiritual death, spiritual separation from God. The sorrows of spiritual death were compassing him. The pains of hell had hold upon him. And in that he found great trouble and great sorrow. And you know what? If he wouldn't have done what these mariners did here that we read about in the 107th Psalm, he would have remained in that condition. Remember, they found themselves in great peril. They found themselves in great danger. And then they cried unto the Lord. He delivered them out of their distresses. Brought them to a place of peace, of quietness, brought them safely to land, brought them to their desired haven. When David found himself in this great spiritual trouble like this, you know what? He desired to be delivered from it. Let me tell you something, lost friend, tonight. You're never going to be saved if you don't desire to be saved. You're never going to be saved unless you desire that above everything else in this life. And I pray tonight that the salvation of your soul would be your desired haven, because that's what you need. You need God's deliverance. So David went on and he said, after he said that the sorrows of death compassed him, the pains of hell got hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. He said, then, in great trouble, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God was merciful. I was brought low and he helped me. Listen, there was a time when I experienced what we read about in the 40th Psalm. There was a time when my soul was in great trouble, just like what David was talking about there in the 116th Psalm. I mean to tell you, my soul was in trouble. I was afraid. I felt fear like I never felt fear before. The sorrows of death were compassing me. The pains of hell had hold upon me. I felt like I was going to die without God. And I was so troubled. And to be saved became my desired haven. To be delivered from that. And I experienced what David wrote about in the 40th Psalm. How that he said the Lord brought him up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, placed his feet upon a rock, and established his goings, and put a new song in his mouth, even praise unto God. But listen, and remember this, and think about this with me tonight. Before that the Lord brought me up out of that horrible pit, I was in it. I was there. Before I cried out to God, I got in trouble. Remember what we read here in the 117th Psalm, when these mariners, these shipmen were out there on the sea, it was God that brought that wind. It was God that brought that wind up. It was God that commanded and raised the wind that began to toss them about. And before I got saved, God, by his Holy Spirit, he did something in my soul prior to that. He convicted me of the fact that I was a sinner in his sight, and it wrought a trouble and a condemnation down in my soul that caused me to fear of where I was going, caused me to have the great fear of dying without God. And in that horrible pit, in that horrible fear, I got down one night and I began to pray. I wanted to be saved. I didn't want to die without God. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to suffer the torments of eternal fire forever and forever. And I was in so much trouble. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Many of you here tonight know what I'm talking about. I was in trouble. My soul was so afraid and so troubled. And I desired salvation. And in my trouble, I cried unto the Lord. And he delivered me. I'll never forget that. God heard my prayer. He delivered me, and that soul that was raging and reeling to and fro and staggering around In a moment, God gave to me a great calm. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke peace to my soul. Just like he spoke to the wind there when the disciples were on that ship and they were afraid, and he spoke to the wind and he said, "Peace, be still." And the wind laid down and there was a great calm. I heard a song written about that one time, about that faithful time when Jesus spoke to the wind and there was a great calm. I heard a song that somebody had written about it that said when Jesus did that, that the wind tapped a wave on the shoulder and said, "That's him. That's him." They marveled, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves and the sea obey his voice?" Did not you marvel when God spoke peace to your soul? What manner of man could make me feel like this, could give me this kind of peace? But I'm telling you, friends, I was in trouble. The Lord convicted me of my sin, and I was condemned, knew I was lost, knew I was headed for hell, knew that, and I reached my wit's end. I was well aware that there was nothing I could do about it. You know what? Before the Lord, just before the Lord delivered Jonah out of the whale, you know what he said? He said, "Salvation is of the Lord." And I'll tell you what I believe, why I believe he said that. I believe Jonah reached the realization that if it wasn't for the salvation that the Lord could bring, that he wasn't going to get out. He was going to stay there in that fish if it wasn't for the Lord. He knew he couldn't get out himself. Lost friend, you can't do anything about your condition. You can't do anything about it. You cannot change it, but God can. You can row as hard as you want to row and labor as hard as you want to labor, and you'll never get the boat to the shore. The Ethiopian can't change his skin, the leper can't change his spot, and the sinner can't change his nature. But I'm telling you, God can. He can make you a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know what? We're going to sing here in a minute, but we got prayer benches up here. Mourners' benches, altars. These have been set up here for people to pray. You're welcome to come here and pray. You're welcome to pray where you're at. But I want to tell you something. The terms calling upon the Lord and praying unto the Lord are the same thing. They are synonymous. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord in their trouble with all their heart, the Lord will save. He will deliver you out of your distress. So I want to, you know, I believe there are people here tonight. I don't know your heart, but I believe, I really do believe that there are people here tonight that are in trouble. And you need to bring your cares to the Lord. You need to bring your troubles to the Lord. Because salvation is of the Lord. And there's no other means of escape. So let's stand and sing. And I want to urge you, if you're here tonight and you're lost, I want to urge you and plead with you and encourage you to come to the Lord just as you are and seek him in the time of your trouble. Pray your way out of trouble. God help you while we stand and sing. Thank you for your attention.